From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera. Authorities say a police officer has shot and killed a man who fired rounds at officers and deputies from the rooftop of a Colombia building. The Missouri State Highway Patrol identified the man as 41-year-old Clarence Coates of Colombia. Police said in a news release that confrontations started Saturday night after dispatchers received calls that a man was threatening people and firing rounds. Police said officers and Boone County deputies responded and set up a perimeter around the man, but the release says the man was able to flee. Officers later found Coates on top of the Columbia Labor Temple, where he fired more gunshots at officers. A Columbia police officer fired a single shot at Coates, who died later Saturday. The patrol says the deputy suffered minor injuries. Many pro-business priorities of Republican Governor Eric Greitens passed during his first legislative session, but campaign promises to ramp up ethics laws failed. Greitens' biggest legislative successes of the annual session that ended Friday were on labor issues and changes aimed at making the state's legal climate more business-friendly. But none of his proposals for stronger ethics laws passed. Lawmakers say that's in part because of a nonprofit called A New Missouri that pushes Greitens' agenda and can receive money from secret donors. Republican Representative Justin Offerman sponsored a ban on lobbyist gifts to elected officials that Greitens supports. Offerman said attack ads against a fellow Republican senator by the nonprofit, quote, emboldened senators to kill, end quote, a gift ban. Greitens on Friday stood by the nonprofit. With Missouri's legislative session now over, Governor Eric Greitens is already fielding calls for a special session to deal with some issues that didn't make it to his desk. Joe Manis has more.
Greitens says he'll talk with the staff before deciding whether to bring lawmakers back to Jefferson City and what issues they'd need to confront. But he hinted that a special session is coming.
For these politicians, round two begins sooner than they think.
House Democratic leader Gail McCann Beatty sees a special session as a waste of time and money.
And anything that needs to get done at this point can be done when we come back in January.
Among the possible topics that could be on the table is a Republican proposal to repeal the state's prevailing wage law, which sets a minimum wage for workers on state projects. And some legislators in both parties were unsuccessful in setting up a prescription drug database aimed at curbing abuse of opioids and other addictive drugs. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Numerous doctors from around the U.S. could become eligible to treat patients in Missouri's underserved areas as a result of a planned expansion of a first-in-the-nation law aimed at addressing doctor shortages. The newly passed Missouri legislation would broaden the reach of a 2014 law that sought to bridge the gap between communities in need of doctors and physicians in need of jobs. Supporters have touted the law as a model for other states. The law created a new category of assistant physicians for people who graduated from medical school and passed key medical exams but were not placed in residency programs. But it took nearly 2.5 years to implement. Missouri's new legislation turns back the clock, so those who became ineligible during the slow rollout can still qualify. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.